former NFL quarterback Todd Doctson finally gave into God's relentless pursuit in 1997. It happened when the little G in Todd's life, football, had cut him loose. Hello, how's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you help to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Online for you anytime for more information at WWIB.com. One-time Iowa State starting quarterback Todd Doctson is now pastor of Love Church in his hometown of Omaha, Nebraska. And he's back with me on the show. So last time we talked about some of the highlights when you were QB in the Iowa State Cyclones. Let's move on here ahead to eventually making an NFL team. So fast forward us and tell us how that thing fell together, the NFL and Todd Doctson.
So, you know, I did a exchange program the spring of, you know, after my last eligible season. There in 96, went to Mexico to study Spanish and got a call from the New York Jets on draft day. So ended up signing with them. That was Bill Parcells' first year. So flew from Mexico City, New York City for rookie camp, and ended up, doing well. And a couple weeks into training camp, though, unfortunately pulled a hamstring, and Coach Parcells, once I, rehabbed it, once I got healthy, ended up cutting me. And you know, he took me into his office and said, we love what you were doing, but we don't keep rookie free agents that get hurt. So I got let go. And that actually was the most pivotal season of my life, because my world was revolved around football. My little G God was football. And so my whole life, that was my identity. That's what I was working for. Then all of a sudden it was removed, and it really put me in this place of, I don't know, just who am I really was the big question. And I really hit a crazy, I went back to Iowa State. I played as a true freshman, so I had a year left of school, went back there and really hit rock bottom. And that was my point where I was ripe for a conversion. You know, I was out in my truck one night delivering a bag of weed and a Jimmy John sandwich, and man, the presence of God came into my car. And really, that was my point. It was like a Acts 9, Saul to Paul conversion. And it was, that was the beginning point, my full surrender to Christ. And the rest is history.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the Ten Commandments, of course, is thou shalt have no other gods before me. But like you said, football was your God. So the real God kind of allowed circumstances to grind you down, Todd, until it was just himself and you, right?
It's exactly right. I preach about this a lot, Greg, is identity. And I think the enemy's done an amazing job of trying to have us as humans identify ourselves by how we look, what we do, what we have, and what other people say. And that's really how I was. I really lived my life. I was a real insecure kid. Parents divorced when I was young. Really lacked identity. And so I was trying to find identity in popularity and sports and what other people thought, and real insecure. And so, again, once that was removed, it really made me consider the question, who am I? And once I really went all in with Christ, it was such a freeing feeling, because now I'm a child of the Most High God. It's a consistent identity. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's not up and down depending on my financial status or, how good my body looks or, what position I have at work. It really is a steady, solid identity. So I preach about that a lot because I went through it personally. And to a certain extent, I think all of us still do today. I'm 43 years old. I just actually got done with my Monday morning workout, and my body doesn't look like the way it used to, So there's a tendency at times, even now, to, who am I still? And, you really go back to, my identity is in Christ and Christ alone. So super powerful experience in my life.
Well, yes. Well, Todd, as we mentioned, you played in the NFL, also NFL Europe for the New England Patriots. Let's see, indoors football with the Arena League and outdoors with the XFL. In fact, won a championship in the XFL. Now they're talking about reviving that league. You think it's got any chance?
You know, it's a good question. I think it does have a chance. There's a lot of really good football players, honestly, Greg. I think that for whatever reason, they don't stay healthy. It's not the right fit. For whatever the case is, they just don't end up staying in the NFL. And I think there's a second tier league that could be pretty powerful if they did it right. And I think that's the key. When you market it, what time of the year, what the pay scale is going to be, so it's still a legitimate business, that they can actually make some money. So I think they could do it. They just have to be creative and smart on how they do it. The way Vince did it at first, and he would probably be the first to tell you, it probably wasn't the best way to do it. I think he's probably learned from it. I think they could do it again. So we'll see if it ends up working.
All right, Todd Doxson, who played in the NFL, and like we said, the other leagues, including the XFL, the Iowa State starting quarterback, on the show with me today. And let's plan on returning, Todd, for just a little bit here the next time. I'd like to know how your experiences as a football player, professional football player, have shaped your ministry, what you do there in the pulpit and in your church, Love Church, in Omaha, Nebraska. So we'll talk about that when we return. Until then, have a good one, all right?
Okay, take care, man. God bless. Thanks.